Live from the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
It is the biggest and most important contribution to understanding this incredibly important problem that we've ever had.
Right now in KPIX 5 and streaming on CBSN Bay Area, damaging new allegations are being leveled at Facebook over user safety. The testimony is heating up in the trial of former Theranos CEO Elizabeth Holmes, and another major pharmaceutical company is stepping into the spotlight of the trial. Millions of Americans are now eligible for the COVID-19 booster this weekend. Pfizer, Moderna, and J&J all getting the green light. Good morning. It is Saturday, October 23rd. I'm Devin Feely. Thank you so much for joining us. More damaging accusations against Facebook claiming the company chose profit over safety amongst its millions of users. KPIX5's Maria Cid Medina has been digging into these new allegations.
What we have now are internal people coming forward. They're playing that whistleblower role.
Former Facebook employees are taking on one of the most powerful companies in the world. The latest whistleblower, according to a Washington Post article, alleges top Facebook executive Tucker Bounds shrugged off Russia's interference in the 2016 presidential election when it bought social media ads to spread disinformation. The whistleblower says Bounds said, quote, "It will be a flash in the pan. And then in a few weeks, they will move on to something else. Meanwhile, we are printing money in the basement, and we are fine."
Facebook's products harm children, stoke division, and weaken our democracy.
The newest whistleblower reaffirms what former Facebook employee Frances Haugen testified in front of members of Congress this month, accusing Facebook of making profit its top priority.
So many companies have had to go through these have had to wrestle with these issues, which are philosophical, moral, and ethical. Children's sugar cereal, the soda industry, tobacco. But this is complicated. This is not tobacco. This is a communications platform. It has to be treated differently, and I'm certain that it will.
Facebook released a statement. It reads, "At the heart of this story is the premise that is false. Yes, we are a business and make a profit, but the idea that we do so at the expense of people's safety or well-being misunderstands where our own commercial interests lie." And in another closely watched Silicon Valley case, the jury has the weekend off in the Elizabeth Holmes fraud trial, following some potentially damaging testimony from a former Pfizer scientist. Shane Weber worked for Pfizer 13 years ago. That's when the pharmaceutical giant was in talks with Holmes about a major investment in Theranos. And Weber says that he carefully researched the company and had serious doubts about its blood testing technology.
They checked out the technology. They analyzed it, and they also asked questions of Theranos, and they weren't able to get any direct answers.
Weber says he recommended that Pfizer hold off on a deal, but Holmes apparently ignored that. Prosecutors showed documents proving that Holmes used the Pfizer logo to make deals with Walgreens, falsely implying that Pfizer had endorsed the Theranos machines. The Supreme Court has agreed to fast-track challenges to the strict new abortion law in Texas. The justices will hear arguments on November 1st, 10 days from now. The law, which remains in effect, essentially bans abortion procedures after 6 weeks of pregnancy, before many women even know that they're pregnant. Now, in her dissent, Justice Sonia Sotomayor said that the law should be blocked immediately because, quote, "Every day that the court fails to grant relief is devastating, both for individual women and for our constitutional system as a whole." And a live look from San Francisco looks like voters will get to decide whether to recall the district attorney. Critics say that Chesa Boudin's approach has led to an increase in crime. According to the Chronicle, organizers submitted 83,000 signatures supporting their effort to remove him from office. That's way more than they needed. Now, if the signatures are verified, the recall will be on the ballot in June.
Okay, let's get an updated look at where we are in this storm cycle. There's rain on high def Doppler. It's just not here yet. It's plenty of rain sitting off the far northwest coast, and we will see more rain today. It's just not the main event. The main event's coming in on Sunday. Big rainfall totals out there so far. I'll show you the accumulations coming up for October as a whole. I think you'll like that coming up in the complete forecast. As far as temperatures go right now, we're in the mid to upper 50s. And your takeaway on the forecast for today? Afternoon showers. In fact, we might even see some of that rain arrive a little earlier. Expect to see some light showers even through the late morning. We're going to take a look at the high resolution forecast coming up in just a few minutes. For now, Devin, back over to you.
We have special coverage this weekend on CBSN Bay Area and KPIX.com as the atmospheric river gets set to slam the Bay Area. We'll have live radar, storm reports, and special cut-ins Sunday as that storm moves through. People living in most Bay Area counties will soon need to include the three-digit area code to make phone calls. That all starts on Sunday. Here's a look at the local area codes and counties that are affected. The FCC is changing to the 10-digit dialing system to streamline crisis calls to the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. Other counties statewide will also be affected. New details coming out about the shocking movie set shooting involving Alec Baldwin. Nicole Comstock reports before that deadly shooting, crew members walked off the set over safety concerns.
The 911 call came in as an accident, but some in the film industry say the fatal shooting of a rising star cinematographer on the set of an Alec Baldwin film was an accident waiting to happen.
They sent them all the way to the edge of the boonies. And then on top of that, you're freaking firing real bullets on them? Are you out of your mind?
Director Bandar Al-Baloui knew the victim, Helena Hutchins, from AFI, the L.A. film school they both attended. He says multiple reliable sources who worked on the set told him union crew members voiced concerns about turnaround time, with their hotel rooms being 50 miles away from location, as well as gun safety on the set of Rust for days before the shooting. He says before those union members walked off, they were ordered to leave.
The production was like, you need to get out of here right now. Pick up your stuff and get out. Otherwise, security is going to escort you out. And so they left and they ended up going to hire non-local union members for all of the camera crew roles. And I don't even think it was just camera that left. I think it might have been people in the props department to handle the guns.
Friday, an affidavit filed by the Santa Fe County Sheriff's Department revealed an assistant director declared the gun safe before he handed it to Baldwin by shouting out cold gun, meaning it did not contain live ammo. However, when Baldwin pulled the trigger, a projectile hit Hutchins in her chest, killing her, and hitting director Joel Souza in his shoulder. The affidavit also stated the AD did not know live rounds were in the prop gun, which had been prepped by an armorer beforehand.
The question is, whose fault was this? Was this just an accident? Did somebody not pay attention? Was there negligence?
Mitra Ahorian is an entertainment attorney. She says investigators will try to determine whether or not a pattern of safety violations existed on set. And if they find that negligence led to Hutchins' death, they'll have to determine which production members will take what percent of responsibility.
The film's director was also shot. Joe Souza lives in Fremont. An actress from the film tweeted that he is out of the hospital. His Bay Area neighbors are still in shock.
Well, I didn't believe it. I asked, my wife told me, she said on the computer that Joel is hurt. I said, where is he hurt? She said, oh, he's on TV. They were making a movie in New Mexico there with Baldwin. And something happened there with a sort of loaded gun.
No charges have been filed at this point. An arrest has been made in connection to a bomb threat at a Petaluma school. Police say a 13-year-old student was arrested for allegedly making a bomb threat at Petaluma Junior High. The threat was made through an app and prompted the school to evacuate yesterday. CHP officers and bomb detection canines scoured the school. They didn't find anything, and students were eventually allowed to return to campus. The student was cited and released to a parent. 70 million Americans are eligible to get COVID booster shots this weekend. The CDC has now approved boosters for all three vaccines, Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson, and the approval for children may just be around the corner.
There is a lot to take in here with the CDC approving all three vaccines for boosters. Mixing and matching is an option, and for those that are coming to pharmacies like this one to get a shot, it's causing some confusion.
I'm over 65, you know, I just want to be safe.
Jean Mariani originally received the Pfizer vaccine but switched to Moderna for her booster. So did her friend Jeffrey, who initially got the one-shot Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
Jean said that her doctor said the Moderna is the best one, so she's to blame for that.
Which one you should get and whether you should get one at all depends on a few factors. Dr. Monica Gandhi, an infectious disease expert with UCSF, says one thing is clear. If you originally got the J&J vaccine, get the booster and switch to an mRNA vaccine, Pfizer or Moderna. For others, the recommendation is to get a booster if you're either 65 and older, immunocompromised, or work in a setting where you have exposure to the virus.
Get whatever as your booster and whatever's in the pharmacy, whatever your doctor wants you to get.
Next in line will be the 5 to 11-year-olds. Emergency use authorization of the vaccine for the age group is expected in the coming weeks. Dr. Gandhi shares many parents' concerns having an 11-year-old son herself. She says studies have shown a low dose and extending the duration between shots significantly reduces the chances of severe side effects.
My recommendation, and I've already talked to my pediatrician and she's planning on recommending it for her practice, is to give that 10 microgram dose, one now and then one in 8 weeks. I think that's the safest way we can give it.
Dr. Gandhi adds, if enough kids get the vaccine, school may return to normal where kids will no longer have to wear a mask. In Novato, Andrea Nakano, KPIX 5.
In the South Bay, Santa Clara County's top health officer announced that all three booster vaccines are now available to those who are eligible.
All three vaccines are available at our many county vaccination sites, as well as at many pharmacies, community sites, and doctor's offices. For more information and additional detail, you can always go to www.sccfreevax.org.
Dr. Cody also emphasized that vaccinations are the best tool to prevent infections, hospitalizations, and deaths from COVID-19. Governor Newsom taking his best shot at encouraging Californians to get their flu vaccine by shooting hoops with State Health Secretary Dr. Mark Galli on TikTok. That song is bound to get stuck in your head for sure.